share with us some good stuff, some make you feel weird in your belly kind of stuff, and not like indigestion. What's your miracle story? This week, almost crazy, I feel like it happened just a few years ago, but 10 years ago, it's the anniversary of the plane being landed in the Hudson River by Captain Sully. And that guy is just amazing. He saved all those lives on board. They wanted him to land at the airport. He's like, we're not going to make it. We're going down in the Hudson. And that dude, cool as a cucumber, landed it, and they all walked out in the wings and were rescued. What a miracle that is. It's a miracle on the Hudson. What's your miracle? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I have a miracle in a sense that I was trying to think of, and it's just a miracle that my mom's alive. And I'm not joking about the two times my mom's been kicked in the head by a horse. That is a miracle. But I think I talked about this on air, but several months ago, happened last year, my mom was trying to get out of her truck, and something happened. I think she wasn't paying attention, and she has like an F-150 where you pull—I can't think of it—but like you pull the gears down to switch from park into like drive. And something happened where her car, she was getting out of it, but I think her purse got caught on the handle, and she popped it into drive, and the truck rolled down, and my mom got hit by the truck by like the door, but she missed like getting her head run over by like a foot because it stopped by a tree. It would have definitely killed my mom.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like, what a miracle. Because if it would have went any other way, I would, you know, my mom would not be here. And I couldn't imagine my life like that.
Yeah, I'd say that's a miracle. So. I needed $1,500 for a couch. And like 2 days later, I got a check in the mail. I had lived for a period of my childhood in the state of Tennessee. And I don't know what it is. I literally don't understand it. My dad at the time tried to understand it or explain it to me, and I just didn't get it. But somehow the state of Tennessee owed me exactly $1,500.
Wow, what are the odds?
And sent me a check right when I needed a couch. So to me, that was a miracle.
It is in its own little way. It's like the perfect amount. And I've heard stories like that. It gives me chills. I'm like, how does that happen? Wow.
I know.
Live the Web Girl, what about you? Any miracles working in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. When I was a little girl, I stuck a little pebble rock up my nose.
Oh, no.
Because I liked the cool feeling.
Oh, that's
and
weird.
It was super stuck. And my grandma had to take me to the hospital because my parents were out of town. And they tried everything to get it out, every utensil they had.
Ew.
And they were right about to prep me for surgery.
Ooh.
And I was about to have to get surgery, get a nose job when I was like 6. Then they used the utensil one more time and they got it out.
Oh, man.
And the rock came out and I didn't have to have surgery.
Did you keep the rock?
Yeah, I did. It was in our storage room for a really long time.
She's like, I turned it into a necklace.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh,
so definitely a miracle.
One time I was working like a 24-hour day and I was on my way home and I fell asleep at the wheel.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I fell asleep coming into a curve and I literally... I swear it was the hand of God himself. I felt a slap in my face, like a
Whoa.
Real physical slap, as if someone was sitting right next to me. And then I woke up as I was going into the curve, and
oh
I perfectly
gosh.
Took the curve. And I was like, whoa, what a miracle, because I would have went right into a tree at 55 miles an hour.
That is
wow.
so scary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, Pork Chop, it's Jesus. Wake up. No, seriously, get up. Let's talk to Shelby on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Shelby, what's the miracle?
Hey, my nephew, about 5 years ago, he was picking up stuff for work at the Home Depot. And he said that he was standing in line to pay for it. Literally felt like somebody took a 2x4 and hit him in the back of his head. Come to find out, he was having an aneurysm.
Whoa.
He literally drove himself back to his job. His boss was like, there's something not quite right with you. Why don't you go home, get some rest, and then come back tomorrow? Well, his wife came home from work, and she's like trying to wake him up, couldn't wake him up. She got him taken to the hospital. For 6 days, he was in a coma. Every day, the doctor came in, told his wife, told us, the family, y'all need to start preparing yourselves. Go ahead and start deciding if y'all want to leave him on machines for the rest of his life,
wow.
pull the plug or not. Interesting part, it was his mom's birthday. And next thing you know, they have this announcement coming over, come to room, blah, blah, blah. It was my nephew's room. And my nephew woke up from the coma and remembered everything that happened. Remembered all of us being in the room with him, talking to him.
He heard your conversations?
Wow. Yes.
Did you say anything? You're like, oh, crap, I was hoping you didn't hear that.
Well, yeah, because we talked crap about his football team.
See, there you go. He's like,
so crazy.
That's why he woke up. Well, Shelby, that's an amazing story, and I'm glad you shared it with us. Oh, what's going on, Brianna?
I just want to say thank you guys for talking about miracles, because I literally just had one when I was listening to you, and I would look down to turn up the radio, and then the light turned green, and then all of a sudden, a truck ran the red light and almost got me.
Oh, my gosh!
If I wouldn't have took that second to look down to turn up the radio...
Oh my gosh.
I literally just got,
I appreciate y'all.
I just got chills. Seriously, little goosebumps.
We saved a life.
Yeah, see, other morning shows try to kill you. We try to save you.
Hey, I was like, listen to the Joe and Alex show, look down for 2 seconds and turn up the radio, and oh, look, you just saved my life. Thank you so much.
Because
it was a big old Ford tanker thing, and I was like, oh, and I drive this little Malibu. Oh, that would have been fun. Oh, my gosh.
That is the craziest thing a listener has ever told me.
Hey, make sure you go ahead and finish chewing your crescent roll over there, Alex.
Oh, my gosh. Why did you have to just ruin that?
Okay. Well, that is an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing, because usually we get complaint calls like, you ruined my life. See, all those bad calls, we saved one.
How to save a life.
Now you just cause people to get into an accident.